explains over there the story of Shem HaYachid again. There are several Tanorim. There's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Ilai, and Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Shem HaYachid. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Kama no, how wonderful the Romans are. They build wonderful roads, they have great spas, and what was the third? Great bridges. Kama, no, Shvakim or Chatzois and the great bridges. Rabbi Yosi didn't say a word. And Rabbi Shimon said that don't get so excited. They have wonderful shvakim, wonderful plazas, because that's the easy way to collect zoinos. You can have much more znus if you have large shvakim. He says they have wonderful merchatzois that was only lanosim. And they've terrific roads and bridges. That's because they want to collect tolls. So there was a person there who informed the Romans as to the criticism of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, and he had to run. Leitignal letzarech atzma nishmal malchus. So. And then we know he had to run, and for a while his wife was able to provide for him a little bit of water and for his son Rabbi Shimon. This Gabra HaGzeira, then Rabbi Shimon Yochai found out that the Romans were becoming even tougher. He knew that they would run after him, trying to find him, and they knew that if he would if his wife knew where he was, they would torture his wife. So they ran away and didn't even tell his wife. So Lachaira, what's the meat of Shimon bar Yochai? Somebody was saying that the Romans are good guys, nice plazas, nice ksharim. So Shimon bar Yochai apparently had this unstoppable midas ha'emes, and something, it bothered him that Rabbi Yehuda didn't see through what the Romans are doing. Didn't see through. They have beautiful roads, gesharim. No, that's because they want to be able to collect tolls. It's not a way of servicing. The shvakim are not a way of servicing. To have zaynus there. So there was a certain Nida of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai that he could not hold himself back. He saw through certain things, and when he saw through them, he wasn't able to stymie his understanding of the emes. And lechayra, that's why it was that nida ha'emes that why Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was zoicha to have the Torah Tanister. Now, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai had this meat, he was able to see through things, see beyond, see behind things. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu was pointing out to Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, but not to us, that midah is a powerful midah. If it's used in a dangerous way, so then it'll destroy. But if it's used in an incisive way, to get greater insight, to see deeper, then it's the most powerful tool, and it gets the koyach of the chokhmah nister, the chokhmah that is nister for most people, that only certain people are zoichet to. To even have a tremendous moshul over here, everybody would have wondered b'shato, why is Shimon bar Yochai running away from his wife? He's talking about tsar, his wife. Didn't leave a note, didn't tell her where he was, he just runs away. Can you imagine the tsar she had, wondering where her husband or son were? So it's at first glance, we don't understand Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. But if you look a little bit deeper, you see Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, that was the only way he could save his wife. Because if his wife would have knowledge, that they would be able to see through his wife's denying that she doesn't know, and they would torture her. So the only way to save his wife was to do something at first glance, at first blush, on surface. It looks like it's a Dovrach Zori, not to tell your wife. We look behind the Dovr Achzar, you see, it was tremendous Rachmanis. It was the only way they could all stay alive. Gemara says that after 12 years of being in the Me'ora, and after having the Chochmas HaNister, so Kadosh Baruch Hu releases Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. The Gemara says that when he first went out, he saw a farmer farming, and he would look at this farmer, and he would say, "Mandichen chayi oylam va'oiskin v'chayi shah. Kol mokim shenoisin einayin miyad nisraf. Yotza baskol va'omer lehem lahachri v'ilomi yitzosem. Chizru lemaraschem." Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, he is the man da'omar in brachis that holds that if we will, the Lashon HaGemara, if you plant b'shas zerbiya and you harvest b'shas k'sira Torah mateyale. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who advocates learning Torah non-stop. So the Gemara says, so Rav Shimon Bar Yochai comes out of the cave. And so you have this incisive intellect that sees through everything, that can't withstand the charade. And he sees a farmer farming, and he said, what's this person wasting his time for? Oiskin b'chayisha. There's a chayolam. 12 years, Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of him, without harvesting, without planting. Kadosh Baruch Hu took care, he had enough to eat. He had clothes, he didn't have clothes, he was in the Me'ora. So Shimon Bar Yochai says, Kadosh Baruch Hu take care of us. So, the world that this person is living is Chai Yishah. He doesn't get there's a Chai Olam there. And that kind of incisiveness, that kind of insight, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that destroys the world. It's not how that's not the world I created. I created a world where there are farmers and there's farming and there's really the Alma. So, Chizru Lamar Raschem. Gemara says when he came out of the Me'ora, so then he was able to live in a Kadosh Baruch Hu's world and he was able to apply his insight and his safeness and his love for Emes in a positive way. Being Megala Chochmas and Ister. And he didn't use it in a destructive way. Perek Gimel of Mishnah Oveis was last week's Perek. So that's the Perek Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is quoted. First quote of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Kol Shloisha Shalochu B'Yachin Ve'ein B'Neim Divrei Torah K'Zivchei Meisim. Three people, if they eat together and they say Divrei Torah, so it's like they brought a carbon. But if they eat together and they don't say Divrei Torah K'Zivchei Meisim. So Chaim Belozhener, in his Pirush to Pirkei Avos, explains why is it called Zivchei Meisim, like calling a Zevach from Avodah Zarah. So Chaim Belozhener explains that in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world, every part of the Olam HaChomri, every part of the physical world, has a physical part to it and has a Ruchnistic part to it. And every person is able to be Yoinik and can from the physical world benefit from it in a chomistic way and also in a ruchnistic way. Moshal, Rav Chaim doesn't explain himself, but the way I would understand it, Bezer Anpin and the Moshal is a person eats. So he's nether from the chomer. He eats, he enjoys, he's nourished, he's strengthened, he's able to function. He says, I'm moitzi lechem in aretz. He is being yoinik from the ruchnistik. He's appreciating that this chomer, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Bara Yoylam, providing for us, Naisi Lechem V'chol Bosar. He understands, Hazonas Olam Kulay B'tuvay. If he takes the time out, then he's able to gain from the chomeristic world and ruchnistic world of all. Hamayitz lechem in aretz, he thinks about, Chazal say, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamish moitzim in aretz, Gan Eden. So, every part of the chomristic world, the mola aretz das Hashem. And the cook says it means that this Das Hashem, there's a ruchnistic part to every part of the chomistic world we have. Our minds right now, we differentiate. We see the chomri, we have to work very hard to see the ruchnis. And we see, when we work very hard, we can see it on a zer anpin. Umolad Das Hashem means that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is so felt in this world, so the ruchnisik and the chomistik world become submerged into one. Gan Eden. Gan Eden Nechman Lamara. Right? Nol Haskil. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai is saying that Shloish Shalachu Miyachan V'ein Menem Divrei Torah. So they're benefiting only from the chomristic part of the world. And they're not appreciating that there is a ruchni side. That's kizib chemesim. That's the kind of differentiation which leads to avodah zarah. It leads to Kadosh Baruch Hu being distanced from this world, not seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu's the avodah zarah that we have is an avodah zarah that is all encompassing. To separate the chomristic world and the ruchnistic world, that's an avodah zarah to get kind of idea. So when Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says this, could be that Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, after he came out of the Me'orah, going into the Me'orah, he had this incisive ability, he had this inability to withstand sheker. So if somebody sitting next to him is praising the Romans, let him go, let him say. There's something inside of him, but you don't see the MS. You don't see what's going on over here. I have to tell you what's going on over here, even at the risk of his own life. Then, when he comes out of the Me'orah, so again, Kadosh Baruch Hu runs him through the situation where he's taken the koyach of his ability to see behind and see greater insight, have a deeper penetrating understanding, and he's gotten the chokhmas anister, and Kadosh Baruch Hu brings him out, so he's not yet, Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to point out to him, but that's not what's going to make that's not my world. My world is appreciating that there's a chomristic world, and it's here, and it services, and through it, and because of it, one's able to get greater insight. And if you wouldn't have the chomistic world, then you wouldn't have the ruchniistic appreciation and the ruchniistic growth again. Shloisha ochel biyachad, because they're ochel biyachad, they're going to have divrei Torah b'neiyam. And that will cause a greater Hashra Shechina that would not have been available otherwise. Kadosh Baruch Hu is megal himself through the chomistic world. So, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, when he came out the next time, after another 12 years, so another 12 months, so then he was, he understood that Kadosh Baruch Hu, by giving him the Chochmas and Nister, was not giving him a Yashar Koyach and teaching him it's all about the Chochmas and Nister. Kadosh Baruch Hu was teaching him that there is a purpose to have the built-in Nister. There's a purpose to having the element of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Megalim, just like in Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Megalim through Nigla, and he's also Megalim through Nister. And nobody would ever imagine that one would focus on the Chochmas and Nisra, what the Chochmas and Nigla. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying the same thing in his world. Then later on, a few Mishnayos later, there's another Umrab Shimon. Now here's a Machlokes like Yosois. Many Mishnayos have this as Umrab Yaakov, but many Mishnayos have this Umrab Shimon. Kolohilech Vanderech, Mavsik Mishnosa. The Oimer Kama Noah Ilan Zeh Harezim is Chai Benafshe. Pella the Commissioner. Person's learning, stops, Kama Noah Ilan Zeh. So Chara Hezbra Dover is called Oisek Mishnosei. umavsik v'omer kama no'il an zeh. What is kama no'il an zeh? If he says, if a person just takes it in and sees that's a gorgeous tree, so and he doesn't understand that that's a moment when he can be yoinik the ruchniyistik gift that his Baruch is giving us. If he just kama no'il an zeh, that's a gorgeous tree. Then he went from learning and missed an opportunity to have to be yoinek to benefit in a ruchnistic way from the Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. If he would have stopped to say, look at the great gift that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us, look at the harchovas hadas that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to say. A person sees a beautiful tree and you say, Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to make a beautiful tree. Kadosh Baruch Hu made a beautiful tree because that's the way the Teva works, it has to attract certain insects, it has to pollinate, b'chule, b'chule. But Kadosh Baruch Hu could have a different world. He could have a world where every single flower is green. Every single flower in the entire world is the same color. Kadosh Baruch Hu just wanted to give us a certain appreciation of beauty. There's a value to beauty. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a certain appreciation of variety. There's a gift of having variety. So if a person just says kama noil and zed, that's mischayv nafshei. That's because he was separating the he saw the chomer. It's chomer. It's a beautiful painting. Finished. But Shema Yechim was saying that that's when you transform the olam haChomer into zivchei meisim. Have a chance to see ruchniyistik. A person sees a fantastic painting. And he appreciates the human effort that went into it. He begins to appreciate. Everybody can do this. A person has to be trained to appreciate it. And he appreciates the chachma and the hergation that went into it and the insight that went into it. So a person sees a ilan yofer. He stops for a moment at the beginning of the season. Shalichisa me'ol lemeidavar ubari lonis tovis lihonis lemeiyadum. Chazal, tell us how you look at an Ilan Yafa. This is all part of having an Olam Bali. But the point that we're making is that the Mishnayos of last week, so that's Reb Shimon bar Yochai L'chayra. L'chayra, it's after he came out of the Mara. Because L'chayra, that's Reb Shimon Yochai is the Bala Masayra. That's Reb Shimon Yochai as these are the insights that he's sharing with the... So L'chayra is Reb Shimon Yochai L'achra Mara. And that's the, I think, one of the great contributions Shemayim made to the Messiah, and it becomes an important insight into the celebration of Shemayim. Hezra Dover is that we usually assume the celebration of Shemayim is a Chochmas Anister. It's like another form of Kabbalah Satarikim. That's correct. The assumption is that Shema Yechai's Ptira was when the Mesorah of the Chochmas and Nistar was complete. But when you learn the Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, so you see Shema Yechai is saying something a little bit different. Shema Yechai's, the great contribution that Shema Yechai gave is to the appreciation that the Chochmas HaNigla is, when I say Chochmas HaNigla, I mean both B'darchi HaTev V'Olam HaChomer, the Chomeristic world, and L'Avdil, the Chochmas HaLikis HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Megala to us. And that the appreciation and the ability to infuse another dimension, an entirely new dimension into the Olam HaChomer. And obviously to infuse a ceaseless level of dimensions into the Chochmas HaNigla. The peaceful, the Yishuv HaDas that Rav Shimon Yochai gives. Again, Rav Shimon Yochai, L'chor, when you first look at his life, you think he's not there for Yishuv HaDas. He's there to remind us about the Chochmas HaNister, about the higher levels, about the Chai Olam. But when you look, take a step back and you see the Rav Shimon bar Yochai in his fullness, see for Keret. the individual that became the Bala Mesera for the Chochmas HaNisner is an individual who can provide us with the greatest Yishuv Adas and the greatest degree of comfort and the greatest Aliyah Ruchnias from the Olam HaChomri. Because Shmuel Yochai's insight was, as Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner points out, the great Olam HaRuchni that's embedded in the Olam HaChomri. And the ability to appreciate that and to continuously educate ourselves to appreciate that is what gives us the greatest sense of comfort and the greatest Yishuv HaDaas to pull together the various dimensions of Kadosh Baruch Hu's world. So it's fascinating that it's for a carrot. It's the Bala Meser, the Chochmas HaNister, that ends up instructing Kadosh Baruch Hu, put him through the process so his greater insight and his inability to accept anything less than the emes is what taught us the emes of the depth of the Olam HaChomer.